Hi, I'm Jen Chien, Managing Editor at KALW News. We really appreciate you listening to Cross Currents, and we'd really appreciate it if you'd support KALW by going to our website, klw.org, and clicking on that donate button in the top right-hand corner. We're in our fall membership drive, and we appreciate your support.
For Bay Area writer Vanessa Hua, fact and fiction are equally fascinating pursuits. The award-winning author and San Francisco Chronicle columnist started her career in journalism, but has also won accolades for her short stories, and now, a novel. When she was pregnant with twins, Vanessa became fascinated by reports about Chinese maternity hotels in Southern California, where women were coming from China to give birth, and she started writing. The result is her debut novel, A River of Stars. It's the story of an escaped maternity hotel captive, her journey into motherhood, and making a new life in San Francisco's Chinatown. Vanessa recently came by KALW to discuss the genesis of her new book and the power of telling untold stories.
I've been writing fiction ever since I was a child. And, you know, my childhood heroes were characters who were feisty, independent girls who wanted to become writers. So Jo March from Little Women, Anne from Anne of Green Gables, and Laura Ingalls from the Little House series. But in college, I got it in my head that if I wanted to be a real writer, that I had to write about white characters. I didn't want to be ghettoized, or that I wanted to be perceived as an author and not an Asian American author. But over time, as I began getting exposed to more authors from various diasporas, whether from Asia or Africa or Latin America, I began to realize there was a value in these stories. Our imaginations need to be bigger than that. Our empathy needs to be bigger than that. For two decades, I've been writing about Asia and the Asian diaspora. And so, you know, that's taken me anywhere from San Francisco's Chinatown, which is the oldest in the U.S., but yet is continually revitalized by newcomers who are arriving every week. But it's also taking me to China, to the Pearl River Delta on the southern coast, which is where a lot of the earliest Chinese immigration started from, because it was a place of floods, famines, and bandits. And it continues today because of family reunification policies. When I was pregnant and living in Southern California, I began hearing about maternity hotels. In the suburbs east of Los Angeles, the neighbors were baffled. They were asking, why were so many pregnant women coming and going week after week? And the alleyways, the garbage cans were overflowing with diapers and empty cans of formula. And, you know, to me, it sounded like a brothel in reverse. And it turned out that the Chinese women were coming here about a month or two before their due date in order to give birth here so that their children would get U.S. citizenship. I've always tried to shine a light onto untold stories, whether it's in my fiction or in my journalism. It's my way of sort of following my curiosity out into the world. Because I was pregnant myself at the time, I also knew it was one of the most vulnerable times in my life. And I wondered, what was it like to be so far from friends and family? And what did U.S. citizenship mean to them so that they would go to this expense, go to this trouble? And from that, I was inspired to write A River of Stars. When you're pregnant with twins, you're hugely pregnant. And so people are very generous and kind to me, offering me a seat or, come to the front of the line. But I had no idea what it would be like, if there was a dozen pregnant women. Who would get the good wishes? Who would get to be the queen bee? And that seemed like a situation ripe for drama, but also ripe for comedy. It's only natural because it's such a stressful time and you're away from family and you're crammed with a bunch of other pregnant women. Hormones coursing through you. I'm a naturally curious person. I think being a journalist has given me license to be out in the world. And in that way that I think fiction really can be too. It needs to be engaged in people's lives that are not like our own necessarily. And yet we can find ways to relate to it. And I'm always honored when people let me into their lives to listen to their stories and to be able to tell them. For me, working in both genres nourishes my creative practice in the sense that, you know, writing a novel is a marathon. It's isolated. You're in your head a lot. Whereas journalism, you're interviewing people and then you turn it around and it'll be out within weeks or months. And so there's something very satisfying in that. I feel a license to go out and figure out why. And as I said, there may be a limit to the research. And then beyond that, I feel the free to invent. Besides my book, there have been a number of amazing debut novels written by Asian American authors that came out just this summer. And so it really is kind of inspiring to feel like that this is our time and that we can show that there is a market for this and a demand that goes even beyond our own Asian America. Our stories can be viewed as universal, that people can relate to it. But I think what fiction allows me to do, where I think fiction flourishes, is where the official record ends. And so that's when, with this book, I can take that empathetic leap of imagination to get into the heads of, you know, Scarlett, a former factory girl, or Daisy, her teenage pregnant mom sidekick. They're a pregnant Thelma and Louise, I've been calling them. The Chinese American community is not a monolith. We have so many histories, different dreams, ambitions, flaws, and strengths. And I think that's something that is reflected in the novel, that we come here from different places, and in these characters, they're not stereotypes, they're not statistics. Even the most minor character, I envision sort of their history and sort of like who they are. I would hope that that this novel and the way that so many novels that I love can help people kind of gain a deeper understanding that restores humanity to a community that, you know, is otherwise marginalized or only one narrative is sort of allowed to exist. And when in fact, we are multitudes, we're a legion. So often the narrative of the Chinese American community is that we're hard workers, model minorities, striving to become only engineers or doctors. But in some ways, maybe that we're a bit dull and, you know, robotic. When in fact, whether we're artists or criminals, you know, we're as complex as anyone else on this planet. And we should not be denied our stories.